You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ben, what have you got for us next?
Well, GE Free New Zealand disappointed with the Environmental Protection Agency for not reassessing the use of glyphosate-based herbicides in New Zealand. And for reference, products like Roundup, GBHs. So according to GE Free NZ, it appears these products have become almost so useful it's impossible to ban them. I asked GE Free Secretary John Muller why New Zealanders should be concerned about GBHs.
Well, there's a number of reasons for that. As alluded to in our press release, Roundup is one example of a glyphosate-based herbicide, which we call GBH. So the active ingredient is glyphosate, and that's the most common form, but there are many other commercial forms of glyphosate. And it's not just the glyphosate that is the issue, because principally that's been tested in this particular testing by Ms. Temple, or the EPA Temple report, but it's the adjuvants or the additives that haven't been tested, and it's considered that they are many times more hazardous than just the glyphosate itself, which is the active ingredient in Roundup. And so there's a lot of unknowns, and that they should be tested.
Does that come down to companies adding extra stuff? Because I know the release mentions that many companies are making their own glyphosate formulations that don't get proper approval. Is that a situation that's getting a bit out of control?
Yes. Well, I mean, there's no regulation of that, and we don't know what's in the what they call adjuvants or additives. So it's an unknown, which is, you know, and you get these, well, any chemical, you get various synergistic or antagonistic effects, you know, that will occur, and it's just not known. So to be authentic, you really need to test those additives as well as glyphosate. So that's one of the big things. And of course, the other thing that we've alluded to there is the court case in America where Dwayne Johnson was awarded a large sum of money for his cancer, which they've connected it to glyphosate. And the Monsanto papers, which were brought out in the court case, showed that in fact glyphosate had never really been properly tested. That's just glyphosate itself had never really been properly tested for safety by Monsanto. And anyone who had come up with any research, like the International Cancer Research Organization, were vilified. So those two things together indicate that proper research has not been done on the safety of glyphosate or the adjuvants at all.
So in early 2000, there was one registered GBH formulation, right? And now there are 91 registered formulations. Why do you think GBH began being used? They started using it to such a large extent.
Well, then it's used widely in initial settings and also parks and so on, although some places do use alternatives like steam treatments and the like. But, I mean, it's a very popular herbicide. It you know, and spray it on and 2 weeks later everything's yellow and dead. It's quick and easy, but so of course companies will take, once that patent came off, then that's sort of a commercial possibility. So that's why it's you know, there's so many different GBH formulations, because glyphosate, you know, it is highly effective in terms of killing weeds, but in terms of its health effects and the fact that it stays environment, that water, air, soil, bodies, then that's a whole other issue. Because the use, I mean, it just keeps expanding, you know, exponentially, the use commercially in public areas or residential areas.
Do you think GBH formulations are creeping into New Zealand's food supply?
Well, again, that would be great to test it. Overseas, I mean, in the States, they've just recently tested a whole lot of children's breakfast cereals. And that one recent one, they found that there was more glyphosate than vitamins in this children's breakfast cereals. They found it in mother's breast milk, they found it in water, they found it in, you know, it's ubiquitous basically. And I mean, that's the state where it's heavy use, but I don't see any difference here, because it's every farmer's choice, chemical plus home gardener and so on, you know. And it's I wouldn't be at all surprised, and particularly on things like bread, wheat-based products, oats and the like, because they spray glyphosate or Roundup-based products, GBH products, over crop just before harvesting to desiccate it. So, of course, that's absorbed into it quite substantially. So that would be a good start.
Okay, and finally, what are the primary things that GE-Free NZ believes needs to be changed when it comes to the use of GBH products in New Zealand?
Well, I think the first thing is that, you know, we need to properly assess it for safety, and not just the glyphosate, but these adjuvants. We need to really do a proper independent test without any industry involvement. You know, that needs to be totally independent. And I think we need to start looking at the way we grow our food and utilise these chemicals and have a look at the whole thing. So that's the first thing, is really a proper safety assessment, which hasn't been done.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.